Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Thank You, Teachers True Stories from America's Teachers. Our last line of defense and our first line of hope is a non-fiction tribute to educators assembled under James Patterson's name. With Matt Eversman and Chris Mooney credited in public listings, published by Little, Brown & Company as part of the Heroes Among Us line, the book gathers firsthand accounts from teachers working in different kinds of schools across the United States, from kindergarten through high school. Its purpose is not to present a technical policy study or a single memoir, but to spotlight the lived reality of teaching through many voices. The central idea is clear and accessible: teachers perform difficult, often under-recognized work that can shape a child's safety, confidence, literacy, and future. By focusing on true stories rather than abstract debate, the book aims to humanize a profession that is frequently discussed in political or statistical terms. It positions teachers as both protectors and builders of hope, and ask readers to respond with greater respect, attention, and gratitude. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teaching as essential public service. One of the book's most important themes is that teaching should be understood as a core form of public service rather than a routine job. The subtitle, with its language about a last line of defense and a first line of hope, frames educators as people standing at a critical point in children's lives. That idea is strengthened by the book's use of true stories from a wide range of classrooms and school settings. Instead of treating teachers as background figures in a larger education system, the book brings them to the center and shows how much depends on their judgment, endurance, and care. The public image of teaching can often be flattened into test scores, bureaucracy, or political argument, but this collection redirects attention to the human stakes of the profession. Teachers are shown as people who help children learn to read, regulate emotion, gain confidence, and imagine a future. In that sense, the book's argument is moral as much as social. It asks readers to see classrooms as places where national values are lived out daily. By presenting educators as indispensable civic actors, the book pushes back against the tendency to undervalue the labor that holds communities together. Secondly, the emotional and practical demands of daily classroom life. A second major topic is the reality of what it takes to teach children day in and day out. Public descriptions of the book repeatedly emphasize this phrase, and it points to a larger concern: teaching is sustained work that requires far more than subject knowledge. The collection highlights the daily demands of managing a classroom, responding to individual needs, maintaining patience, and continuing to show up with consistency. Because the stories come from different kinds of schools and grade levels, the book underscores that there is no single teacher experience. Yet there are shared pressures that connect the profession. These include balancing instruction with caregiving, adapting to varied student backgrounds, and helping children progress even when resources or circumstances are difficult. The book's focus on firsthand testimony matters here because it resists abstract simplification. It reveals that classroom life involves emotional labor as well as logistical skill, and the teachers often carry concerns that extend beyond academic performance. This emphasis gives readers a more realistic sense of why teaching can be exhausting and why recognition matters. Rather than romanticizing hardship, the book shows that commitment in education is built through repeated acts of attention, discipline, and compassion. Thirdly, teachers' life-changing influences on children. Another central topic is the long reach of a teacher's influence. The book is built around the idea that educators do more than deliver lessons. They can alter the direction of a student's life by noticing potential, offering stability, and opening intellectual doors. The repeated emphasis on improving kids' lives makes clear that the collection is concerned with education in a broad human sense, not only in terms of curriculum. In many public discussions, student outcomes are reduced to measurable achievement, but this book places equal weight on mentorship, encouragement, and the development of self-belief. Its stories are meant to remind readers that a teacher may be one of the first adults outside the home to validate a child's ability or provide structure during a difficult period. That kind of impact is often impossible to capture in formal metrics, yet it is one of the reasons teaching remains socially decisive. The book's message is therefore not sentimental in a shallow sense. It is an argument about influence, memory, and opportunity. By gathering real voices from across the country, it suggests that educational transformation often begins in ordinary interactions between teachers and students, repeated over time with seriousness and care. Fourthly, literacy, learning, and the making of future readers. The book also gives notable attention to literacy and the cultivation of lifelong learners. Public descriptions specifically mention what it takes to foster lifelong readers and lifelong learners, making this a defining concern rather than a passing point. This focus is significant because reading is treated not just as a school skill but as a gateway to personal agency and future possibility. The book's recurring idea that if you can read, someone cared about you condenses a larger truth about education literacy is usually the result of sustained guidance, patience, and belief from adults who refuse to let children fall behind. In this context, teachers appear as builders of foundations that readers may later take for granted. The book aligns itself with a broad civic and cultural understanding of reading as essential to participation, opportunity, and self-development. By centering teachers' stories, it honors the often invisible labor behind that achievement. But this emphasis also connects the collection to James Patterson's long-standing public advocacy around reading and books, while keeping the spotlight on educators rather than authors. The result is a reminder that the creation of readers is one of the profession's most enduring contributions to individuals and to society as a whole. Lastly, recognition, gratitude, and support for an overlooked profession. A final major topic is the book's call for gratitude and stronger public recognition of teachers. The title itself announces that the project is an act of thanks, but the book goes beyond simple appreciation. It argues implicitly that gratitude should be informed, specific, and tied to a clearer understanding of what teachers actually do. By assembling true stories rather than offering generic praise, the collection helps readers see why acknowledgement matters. Teachers are often praised symbolically while being overlooked in practical and cultural terms, and the book addresses that gap by giving their experiences narrative space. This approach makes appreciation feel earned rather than ceremonial. It also broadens the audience beyond educators themselves, inviting parents, community members, and general readers to reconsider assumptions about schools. Because the book is framed as a tribute in a national context, it has a public-facing ambition to shift how society talks about teachers and how seriously their work is taken. Its lack of heavy policy framing may actually strengthen that effect for a broad audience, since the stories remain accessible and emotionally direct. In that way, the book functions both as recognition and as a quiet form of advocacy for a profession that shapes nearly every life. In conclusion, thank you. Teachers will be most valuable for readers who want a humane, accessible account of what educators contribute to American life. Teachers themselves may find affirmation in seeing their profession treated with seriousness and respect. Parents, school supporters, and general nonfiction readers can use the book to better understand the labor that stands behind children's growth, literacy, and resilience. It may also interest people concerned with education policy, though its strength lies less in formal analysis than in lived testimony. That is part of what distinguishes it from more data-driven books about schools. Rather than building a case through research summaries or ideological argument, it builds one through accumulated voices and firsthand experience. This gives the book emotional immediacy and makes its message easy to carry into conversation, gratitude, and public awareness. Within the broader category of books about education, it stands out for its tribute structure, its national range of teacher perspectives, and its effort to make teachers visible as everyday heroes. The practical benefit of reading it is a sharper appreciation of the complexity of teaching and the stakes of supporting educators. The intellectual benefit is a fuller understanding of schooling as a deeply human enterprise, shaped not only by systems, but by individual commitment. If you would like to support James Patterson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.